What do you do if you're a man in your 30s, eager to have kids, not getting any younger, and you're single? NPR's Anne Hawke encountered a new father in Chicago who set out alone to have offspring with little help from modern medicine, only to find himself a short time later with a household of six.
Michael Elks almost got used to just being an uncle. His three siblings all have children, and for years Elks doted on nephew after nephew and niece after niece. He was single and gay and content in his job managing Lakeview Nursing Home in Lincoln Park, Illinois.
Edith wants to go outside.
Okay.
Not out there, out here.
But Elks had always seen himself as a father, and 3 years ago at 36 he decided it was time. He'd become a parent on his own. He told his mother the decision, and even though they were very close, it came as something of a surprise.
She said, "You can't do that. What are you talking about? You're crazy. You cannot do that." And I sat with her and I explained how I thought it could be done.
Elks had spent a lot of time navigating the internet, finding out what the options were for a man in his position.
There is a whole world of surrogacy out there. A whole world. I didn't know anything about it.
One agency turned him away, saying it wouldn't work with fathers. But Elks found one that provided what's called gestational surrogacy, where a woman acts as an egg donor, the egg is fertilized in vitro, and another woman carries the child to term. Elks had saved up money, and it's a good thing he had a sizable nest egg, because the process took well over $100,000. Six round-trip flights to Los Angeles, the surrogate, the egg donor, an embryologist, doctors, nurses, lawyers, a physical exam, a psychological exam, and four attempts at in vitro fertilization. But eventually, the process worked, or as Elks puts it proudly,
I got pregnant.
Little did Elks know at the time his plan had succeeded far beyond what he imagined. When they went in for an ultrasound at 6 weeks, he found out the biggest piece of news.
The surrogate hopped up on the table and we saw three sacs in her belly. And the doctor said, "Oh my God, here we are." And then there was a tear just floating down the side of the surrogate's cheek.
It was triplets. Elks then faced a decision about what the medical community calls selective reduction. There are risks with multiples, and Elks says he and the surrogate let nature make their decision about whether to take the risk and have triplets. They waited to see where things stood at week 12, and all three were healthy and growing. At first, the idea of parenting triplets solo was a shock. Elks's friends and he wondered how he'd make it work. But shock gave way to celebration.
I'd never been to a baby shower because it's always been for women, so what did I know other than what I heard? It brings out your feminine side. Definitely. You know, you're perched up on a chair and you're opening gifts and people are taking pictures and you're posing and, you know.
Michael Elks no longer lives the life of a bachelor in his hip, urban, two-story condo on a tree-lined street a half block from the shore of Lake Michigan.
Hi, everybody. Hi.
Nowadays, he arrives home to three 11-month-olds. Abby. Lauren. And Zachary. Elks's household has moments of surprising tranquility. That has a lot to do with the routine he's established. He hired Daniela, a Polish woman in her 50s, as a live-in nanny. She's trained as a nurse and brings a lot of experience to the task of raising triplets. As Elk sits on a blanket with the three infants on the living room floor, where his cocktail table used to be, he calls Daniela Superwoman, saying she nurtures him as much as the babies.
She keeps them to a schedule. Baths are at a certain time, and dinner and lunch and breakfast are at a certain time. And then there's playtime, and without her, we'd be hitting the wall regularly.
My work is very nice. Babies very like. I very like.
Daniela has stayed awake many late nights, soothing tired infants and changing diapers. And after a day with the triplets, she cooks up abundant Polish meals for the household. Her own daughter, Anna, comes to visit and translates Daniela's Polish.
Wychowanie dzieci jest podobne, tak samo w Europie, tak samo i tutaj.
raising a kid in Poland, it's kind of similar, but she's impressed, and that Michael, he knows so much about kids, you know, and he pays so much attention and everything. He takes care of them, and men in Poland, they don't do that, they don't do that much. I mean,
he's a
wonderful father and very good man.
While Elks' household was multiplying to include three babies, a nanny, and occasional helpers like Anna, another person moved in. Not long after the triplets were born, so was a new relationship.
I thought that my new life, being a daddy, and all the responsibilities and everything associated with caring for the kids and, you know, taking care of this nanny and her living at home, is that I'd never have a social life of my own. But that changed, and I started seeing someone. Out of a friendship developed a romance.
Elks and his partner Peter get ready to take the triplets up for a bath.
You're getting tired, huh?
This is the evening. This is it.
And Elk says having children makes him feel more whole, more complete. He doubts this kind of family would have been possible 20 years ago, and he's sure he couldn't do it without money, a supportive community and family, and, of course, Daniela. Ann Hawk, NPR News.
One of these days she's going to say dada. Say dada! Can you say dada?